Let your power
Blog Talk Radio.
When your name is called, prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this fight and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends that you have won again. That you are
Sometimes you got to tell him, let your power fall. When you feel weak, you got to tell him, let your power fall. A lot of time I think about C.C. Reiner, just got to believe for it. Just got to believe for it. And once you know it's there, that's when you say thank. That's when you say thank you, Lord. That's where you're thankful. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. Thank God for your faithfulness. And I truly thank God for Pastor just hanging in there with me, and I'm going to ask her. And I apologize for yesterday. There was a couple of people, I didn't know it until I had moved the screen, that had raised their hand. And so we'll get back to you today. Hopefully, I recognized a couple of the numbers. One of them was from California. I think it was a minister, Lori. So today, though, we get a chance. We'll just call you back and give you a chance, whatever you was going to say on yesterday. But we'll get to that in a moment. Let's have a word of prayer. Good Pastor, and thank you all for your prayers and your traveling mercy and grace that you put forth. We're back in Atlanta. So I just want everybody to know God had his angels over us and made sure that we all made it safe back. All my family, everybody made it safely. So we're happy for that. Ask Pastor Bill if she can give us a word of prayer.
Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Welcome back, Pastor. And thank you for that song. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share today is coming from Colossians, the 3rd chapter, and verses 1 and 2. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We're giving you thanks for another day, Father God. We're thanking you for all of your many blessings. We're thanking you that our pastor and his family made it back safely, Father God. And we're just thankful, Father God, for those that have called in today and those that are listening by internet. Father God, we give you praise today, Father God. Lord, we just ask that you would just bless each and every one, Father God. Be with those that are sick and shut in. Be with those who are bereaved and those who are going through, Father God. We know you're a way maker out of no way. You're a comforter, Father God. We just have to lean and depend on you, Father God. And Lord, we believe in that by your stripes we are healed, no matter what the situation is, Father God, no matter what report the doctors give. We're going to believe your report, Father God. Lord, just bless each and every one who asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer, Father God, and encourage one another, Father God, at times in their life as well, Father God. Now, Lord, bless our pastor, our teacher, our friend, as he continues to teach this word today, Father God, and help us to receive it, Father God. And we ask it all in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor. You know, Pastor, I appreciate your prayers, and I appreciate something you just said. I know a lot of times people hear things, but then you got to hear in hearing. And Pastor said, receiving. Pray that you receive it. You know, that's important. I can't do nothing about if you don't receive it. That's all on you.
Amen. Yes,
so
amen.
I agree with that, Pastor, that people have to receive it. It's up to you to receive this word. My job is to pray. Your job is to receive it.
Yes.
You can reject it or you can accept it. A lot of times people go through and they listen to their favorite preacher. They don't have nothing, no problem with it. They, whatever reason they give, or I can accept it from this man, but you can't accept it from this man. See, I have issues with people like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about how you receive a thing. Ask the Lord to help your unbelief, if that's what it is. Receive it.
Sure.
It's the word of God. It's not word. It's the word of God. And then ask the Spirit to help you to rightly divide the word of truth. That's all on you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But thank you, Pastor Prayer. And we've been talking about a lot this week, but yesterday we left off on something. I want to go right back to that, and that is faith claims the victory. The only way you're going to get this victory is through faith. So your faith is going to have to claim the victory. And we'll go ahead and read it, our foundational scripture. I think it was 2 Peter 1 and 4. Even though we read all of Philippians 3, 1 through 15, we won't do that today, but we will use this as a foundation of scripture so we can move right along. That would be 2 Peter 1 and 4. You want to read that for us, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. 2 Peter 1 and verse 4 from the King James. Given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen, amen.
And also, we talked about 2 Peter 1 and 4. 1 and 2, it says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. So the only way you're going to get this revelation knowledge, it has to be multiplied. And let me say one thing, knowledge, because knowledge means you know, or knowing means that you possess this knowledge. Knowing meaning you possess this knowledge. And without knowledge, you will be destroyed. He said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, for the lack of not knowing, not hooping, not a good time, but for not knowing. That's what knowledge is. Knowing that you possess knowledge. Anybody can talk knowledge, but you possess it. You have that. Now, with that being said, I'm reminded of the knowledge of confession. I remember when I heard this years ago, Pastor George Parson faced a problem, like most of us does today. He would initially say, "I don't know what to do." You always say, "I don't know what to do." But one day, the Lord said to him, "George, You must speak what the words say. One day he said that the Lord said to him, strike that phrase from your vocabulary forever. And I think different people right now need to strike that phrase from your vocabulary. He said, do it forever. And in that moment, Pastor George realized the adjustment God wanted him to make.
All right.
Excuse me. First, he realized when a problem or situation was presented to him, he didn't have to say anything, not to say anything. Secondly, God gave him this to say as a confession of his faith for that problem. I believe I received the perfect wisdom of God. See, you have to say that. You have to say what the word of God says. So he said, I believe I received the perfect wisdom of God. So by faith, you know exactly what to do. And then you read scripture like Proverbs 18 and 21. Find that, Pastor. Proverbs 18 and 21. Or find Mark, Proverbs 18, 21.
Okay.
See, because you have to understand, faith is released. This is how you get your victory. Faith is released when you speak it. So Proverbs 18 and 21, how that read?
From the King James, 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Amen.
Yeah, see, death and life is in the power of the tongue. It's what you say.
Amen.
It's what you say. So that's what Pastor George had came to a place to realize, man, whatever I say is what I'm going to be part of. So if you want to be part of a lot of doubt and unbelief, keep speaking it, and that's what you're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
And faith is released when we speak. Remember Mark 11:23? So if we are facing situations that needs to be resolved, we need to release our faith from that moment that situation present itself, rather than confessing that we don't know what to do. How about the Bible says, whatever you say, and not doubt, but believe whatever you say, you're going to have that. So whatever problem or issue or situation you may face, God has for us to receive wisdom that brings results. Remember James 1 and 5? So the next time you're facing problems, you need to solve, speak the following. And I'm going to give y'all about 6 confessions. I hope I can make it through it today. But you got to start speaking. You got to speak that thing. Don't let folks tell you. In James 1 and 5, find that verse for me, Pastor. James 1, verse 5. See, this is God's wisdom. Understand what wisdom is. People tell you wisdom is a lot of stuff, but the wisdom is using the word of God through knowledge, and you're going to see that in a moment.
Mm-hmm. Amen. James 1 and 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Amen.
Amen. And guess what the Messenger Bible say about wisdom? And then for those that don't know, I'm going to let Pastor read that in the Messenger Bible as well.
Okay, James. James 1 and 5 from the Message Bible. If you don't know what you're doing, pray to the Father. He loves to help. You'll get his help and won't be condescended to when you ask for it. Ask boldly, believing without a second thought. Amen.
You see, wisdom, it means you got the inside scoop on the thing. How about that? Means you have intelligence. You have the spirit of discernment.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you don't have to say anything. Sometimes just keep your mouth shut. But if wisdom is having power, wisdom is the ability to understand inner qualities of a relationship, for instance. Sometimes people say wisdom come with age. Foolishness come with age, too. But with wisdom, that's something you want to be wise. See, some folks, they speak before they're spoken to. That's not wisdom.
Amen.
See, with age and experience, you come and you learn it. You know what? That's going to be a whole nother subject. So let me, because if I just teach on what wisdom is, you all will really miss what I'm trying to tell you today. But you have to receive wisdom. That brings the result. So that's what James is saying. So the next time you're facing a problem that needs solving, begin to speak faith, because that's where the victory is at. Victory is in your faith, and in your faith means what you speak. According to Colossians 1:9, I am filled with the deep of clear knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and comprehend insight into the way and purpose of God. Don't let folks tell you they don't know the purpose of God. Those are ignorant people that don't know the purpose of God. They don't read the Bible. That's number one. Number two, who know what God thinking? He gave it to you. He wants you to know. You may sit back and make excuses for not being in your word, but at the end of the day, God wants you to know. He don't have no secrets. See, when you love somebody or you care, you don't want that person to fall in the ditch. You don't.
Amen.
When you really care, you want to say, hey, there's the boogerman or the bear or whatever, and you make it known. So we have not stopped praying for you. That's what Paul said. We have not stopped praying for you since we first heard about you. We ask God to give you complete knowledge. And what we said knowledge was? Learning, wisdom. See, that's what knowledge is. Knowledge. Oh, my word. Excuse me. Are we going forward? The devil is a lie. We binding up anything that was this broadcast or anything else to go sideways today.
Amen.
Paul said, we'll never stop praying for you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We ask God to give you complete knowledge of his will and to give you spiritual wisdom and understanding. See, that's what you want. There's a difference between worldly wisdom and spiritual wisdom. A lot of people have a lot of worldly wisdom, but no spiritual wisdom. In the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter and the 2nd verse, Spirit of the Lord rest upon me, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, and the spirit of counsel, might be the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. See, a lot of people don't have no fear of the Lord. Anything come out their mouth. Man, I'd be real careful what comes out of my mouth. That wisdom, to know that God is listening to you. See, the devil can keep you blind from that. You'll just say whatever you feel. You'll never consider that, wait a minute, God looking at me. He's listening to me.
Yeah.
The Bible says the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom, got to get that. And understanding, and the spirit of counsel, that might be the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Number three, Corinthians 1 and 30, Jesus was made unto us wisdom. Now, y'all didn't hear that, did you? Let me say that again. Jesus was made unto us wisdom. So if you need wisdom, where you go? You go to the Lord, because that's how we get wisdom. Not just he have it, but God made him to be wisdom for us, so we can have that. He was made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. But of him are you Christ, who became for us wisdom of from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. That's what the New King James Version said. Number four. And I don't sound like I'm rushing, but I do want to get to this point. According to Proverbs 2, 6, and 7, the Lord gives us wisdom. The writer says, the Lord give me wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He lays up some wisdom for the righteous. God has laid up some wisdom for me. The Lord gives wisdom from his knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound doctrine for the upright. He is the shield of those who walk upright. Now, don't get that twisted, brothers and sisters. Righteousness means the ability to stand in the presence of God. So if you ask God for forgiveness, you have that right to stand before him. God made Jesus to be your righteousness. You got to know that. Ain't nothing you can do to be righteous. God made Jesus to be your righteousness. Your wisdom is more, not some theological seminary, not this person because they have degrees. But anyway, number five, according to Ephesians 1:17, God has granted me a spirit of wisdom and revelation or insight into the mysteries and secrets, into the deep and intimate knowledge of him, that God, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom. See, this is a prayer that Paul had prayed, that we get that spirit of wisdom. You don't think God's going to honor that? Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Right. This is why you want to ask God. You want to ask God for wisdom. Stop trying to ask him for bread, because if you get wisdom, he'll teach you how to make bread.
All right.
I want you to ask him for things that's going to make a big difference in everything you do. He'll show you how to get riches. He'll show you how to get a lot of stuff. But you ask God for the wisdom. So that's what James was saying, you know. James was saying, according to James 1 and 5, if I lack wisdom, if I lack comprehending, I don't know who this I'm speaking to now, but maybe there's somebody out there says, you know what, man, I wish I understood the Bible better. Or I wish I could get excited about the word of God like I see some people. Or Lord, I just wish you helped me. Well, that means you lack wisdom. You know what you do? James 1 says, ask God.
Amen.
Ask him for insight.
Yeah.
Now, if you ask for insight, guess what he's going to do? He's going to give it to you. He's not the kind of God you ask him for bread and he give you a rock, or you ask him for a piece of meat and he give you a serpent. That's not the kind of God we're serving here.
Say it now.
We're serving the kind of God, if you ask him for rain, get your umbrella.
Amen.
That's the kind of God you're serving, okay? If you ask him for food, the table. Don't worry about the doubters. Go on and spread the table. Because, see, they don't understand the wisdom that comes from God. Because, see, God have a raven to bring you food.
Mm-hmm. Come on, say it now.
God knows how, wisdom is God knows how to take fish and make fish. That comes from God. Remember,
yeah.
They was hungry, didn't have nothing to eat. And Jesus said, what you have among you?
Mm-hmm.
And the boy,
yeah.
What would the boy have? Two fish and five barley loaves. That's what he had.
That's what he had. Mm-hmm.
The disciples, they set him out in 50, rows of 50. See, they didn't know what to do with that fish and bread, but Jesus
mm-hmm.
knew what to do. When he prayed over, fish became fish. And the more fish they had, the more bread they had. The more bread they had, the more bread they had. And when everybody had eaten,
mm-hmm.
had 12 baskets left over. Now, you do the math. If you can figure that out, you're really smart. At the end of the day, they had 12 baskets left.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
So that's good. So, you see, that's what gets you over. It's your faith that you have in the Word of God. Faith claims the victory.
Amen. Yes, it does.
Faith claims the victory. And now, make that final confession with your hand over your heart, if you would. I believe I receive the key issues of my situation. Let me tell you what. Our situation is this. We have to believe the Word of God above everything. That's what we have to do. You have to put your faith above everything. Because remember, that's what pleases God anyway, according to Hebrews 11 and 6. Because without it, you can't please Him. So you have to get it so you can please the Father. And you get it by asking Him in James 1 and 5. So I believe that I receive the key issues of my situation. That's all you got to say. And then began to speak what the Word says. You don't know what to say? Don't say anything. You don't have to have a comeback for everything.
That's right.
Perfect wisdom is God. Of God is by faith. I know exactly what to do going forward. It's by faith, by faith, by faith. I know exactly what to do. I know exactly what to do now. It's all in Jesus' name. He said, "Amen." And you let it go. Let it go.
Hallelujah.
I told him, period. It's by faith, by faith, faith, period, in the name of Jesus, period. That's it. Don't have to add nothing. If you don't know, just remember the story about Pastor George. You know, Pastor George Parson, that's a real lesson he taught me. When facing with problems, you begin to speak the Word. When you don't know what to do, instead of saying, I don't know what to do, yes, you do. Yes, you do. Don't ever let that come out your mouth again. I don't know what to do. Yeah, you know what to do. And it's worked for everything. Everything. If you have fear right now, I don't know what to do. I got anxiety. No, in the name of Jesus. And if you didn't do nothing but say, Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus, that name by itself, the devil gets that name by itself. Remember, death and life are in the power of the tongue. What you going to speak? You going to speak life. You going to speak the Word of God. That's where life is anyway. Speak it. The only thing going to keep you from speaking life is death. And who control that? The devil. Because John 10:10 says he can steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah.
So began everything. Hallelujah. Well, we're at the point now. If anybody have anything they want to share, I could go on and on and on. But I want to tell you, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Now, do you want to receive that? That's up to you. I'm going to tell you what the Word of God says. He says life and death is in the power of the tongue. Then what you going to speak? Because whatever you speak is what you're going to enjoy. A lot of people enjoy negativity because that's what they're used to. They don't want to be part of the new creation. They so used to speaking negative and negative stuff. That's what they know. I don't know nothing now. So that becomes their knowledge because that's what they know. So the first thing they do, they go back to what they know. That's doubt and unbelief. But just remember, Pastor George, just don't say anything. When you don't know what to say, don't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying something is better than saying something. And your courts teach you that in America. Your courts teach you that in America. If you got arrested, just, I ain't saying nothing till my lawyer comes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say it will, not maybe, it will be used because they taking notes right then.
That's right.
But didn't you tell them that you was, now don't say nothing. Any wise attorney will tell you, don't say nothing until I get there.
Mm-hmm.
They would just say a mumbling word till I get there. Because what you say can and will be used against you. So you don't have to say anything. Just shut up. Just say nothing.
Come on now.
There's power in what you say. Life and death is in the power of what you say. Man, you can turn the whole world upside down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't need an incinerator to start a fire. You see all those fires in California? Hey, that didn't come through the incinerator. One match to do that. And so it is in life. You know, you need a whole lot. Just one word, one wrong word can destroy your life. And then one right word can give you life.
Yeah.
That's how simple this is. But if anyone have anything they want to share, comment. When you don't know what to say, don't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the spiritual thing. Proverbs say you're snared by the words of your mouth. In other words, you're put in jail. You're held captive because you said the wrong thing. So release yourself. Don't say that. And any bad confessions you made over the years, you don't know what they were, right now in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I rebuke it all. I denounce it all. I realize that my tongue got me in trouble. I've said some things.
That was
in line with your truth. I thought it was right, but it wasn't in line with your truth. So I want to be in line with your truth. So in the mighty name of Jesus, I denounce all that bad confession I've said in the past, and I'm going to begin to say anew. And that's whatever your words say. And if I don't say that, I'm not saying anything. But just like Pastor George. Whatever situation, doesn't matter what situation, present itself.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Amen, amen. Amen. But I just like to read Isaiah 11 and verses 2. Looks like verse 2 and 3 from the Message Bible. It says, the life-giving Spirit of God will hover over him, the Spirit that brings wisdom and understanding, the Spirit that gives direction and builds strength, the Spirit that instills knowledge and fear of God. Amen. God for his knowledge, his wisdom.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Listen, brother, you want to do is fall short of what belongs to you. This stuff belongs to you. Go and claim it, man.
Yeah.
To the next level. Matter of fact, we might need to talk about that. Let's start taking our faith to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
If you can believe for a, for instance, if you can believe for a garden in a little spot that's 4x4, the next level for you was to believe for a big garden. Then the next level for you is to believe for a half acre. The next level for you to believe for another acre, that a whole acre. That's what I'm trying to tell you. There is no link to the madness that Satan wants you to. He will keep you open to that. That's why you got to shut it down.
That's right.
Look at your growth. Look at your growth. If you're the same person this year you were 5 years ago, you hadn't grown at all.
Have mercy.
Especially when it comes to your level of faith. We need to increase. So that's what the writer was saying. He give us power to multiply. See, to multiply means to increase. He said, grace and peace multiply to you in the knowledge of God. So when you begin to increase in the knowledge of God, when it's going to become more than just picking up the Bible, reading it, with no understanding, with knowledge.
Yeah,
and some people
going
over and over the same thing. And that's where Satan going to keep them, right there. Because they won't step outside that comfort zone. They dare to believe. They dare to speak truth. Well, I don't know. See, that's the problem right there. Oh, I don't know. Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, faith works.
That's right. Amen.
Anyone else before we close? Again, for those that may have missed the opportunity, we apologize. And because when I went back to the screen, I saw a couple of people press one. And I remember seeing Evangelist Laura number. But anyway. That'll be for another day. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, thank you so much, Pastor. If you don't have anything else, we'll see y'all on tomorrow, which will be Thankful Thursday.